We're going Vajra.
Okay, got it.
We're going Vajra in the Gemara. So now we're starting. Till now we were playing games a little bit. I have to, before we start, I'll try to say it again, but just, I'm pretty sure that the yeshiva is having a function tomorrow, which I must go to. So I don't think I can give shiur. I don't think so. It's called for 8 o'clock, so I don't see how I can do it. All right, anyway, as pashtus, unless something changes, it's just, you know, it's a major meeting with the book. I don't think I can have shared tomorrow. I feel bad, but okay. Anyway, okay, so we're going back to the Gemara. Dama Rabba, the Neymar Amra Taira, Modi Mixa Satana Yeshava. So Rabba asked the Kasha, why did the Taira say Modi Mixa Yeshava? So Pashup Shat in Rabba. His rabbi is asking, what's the logic of the Torah? Why is Moedah Mixas swear? Kaipra called doesn't swear. Moedah Mixas does swear. What's the difference? It seems that both Rashi and Tavis don't learn that way. Probably because they hold that that's called Darish time in the Kura. That's what it seems from the, someone said that pretty befarish, one of the Rishonim, that would be Darish, you know, to ask the question, and that would be that we don't derish time in the Kura, even though we do find sometimes that the Gemara gives reasons, but maybe especially to ask the Kasha, then they mad, like it's a Kasha, so that's we're not derish time in the Kura. So Rashi says
that there's a Taisus HaRush in Gittin, apparently, in the fancy Gemaras they bring down. That says only Reb Shimon is Dami Tikra, nobody else is, and over here it's only because of Taisus HaRashi's Kasha. That's why we have the Neima.
Right. No, that's right. That's the same as we're saying. In other words, we're not Darishai Tikra except for Reb Shimon, right? Except that as we know, that's very ambiguous, right? Because the world says the wise guy, but it's not just the world. It's a real thing. That Rav Shimon Darish Ay Mikra is not only the Tana Rav Shimon, but who else is it?
Rav Shimon Shkap.
Rav Shimon Shkap. Which means that even that there is a Shita in Hashkafa, that even though we're not Darish Ay Mikra, but obviously to some extent we are Darish Ay Mikra. Because in order to understand things, you have to understand the reason. We don't. There are certain gedarim. We don't derish high the kra, if it's to make nafkaminas, whatever. But there are within a certain realm. We are according to especially according to Rav Shimon. We are Shimon Shkap. We are derish high the kra. That's what the people say. So, what that gather is, we're not derish high the kra. You know, is somewhat unclear. But okay, I'm very unclear because we do find it. For example, even halacha. We have by the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins that bizman hazeh, the mitzvah is not to write a Sefer Torah, but Svarim. So that's l'chaira, a real Darish time in the Kra. But we do that halacha. So it's a very unclear thing. Even though we paskin ain't Darish time in the Kra, there are times that we are definitely Darish time in the Kra. Like that's the... The best example is Sefer Torah. I think it's the Ramah, but whatever passage halacha that you're yaitzi the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah is manazeh by buying svarim, writing svarim, buying svarim. So it's because it's the same reason. So okay, they talk about it, but I don't know offhand what they say. But it definitely means that it's not so simple. They're not very shining club. But anyway, but apparently. You say the Tavis of Rush says it's fine. That they didn't want to assume that was a Gemara's Kasha here, because ain't Darish time in the Kra. So what's the Rashi? Rashi said the name of my Torah, the Chosru Gemesha Vaveda, the Petros Shalom Kafir Bakuda. So Rashi says that there should be a, it can be my Mesha Vaveda, the Petros. In other words, there should be the patra, can be Mesha Aveda to Patayu. Shelo Shokosho can Mesha Aveda. Really, Rashi Pashas is a little bit, I wouldn't say he's out of order, but it means it's Lokosho can Mesha Aveda Shelo Kofra Hako. And therefore, you should Patro. Okay.
Why does Rashi need both? Why doesn't it just say, you know, the first, it's it should be Meshiv Aveda, finished.
You right. So what does Meshiv Aveda do?
Patters you from Mishvur.
So that's what a Patro means.
I understand, but what is the last part? Shalo Yeh Kofar Bekulai.
Well, how is it
Meshiv Aveda? That sounds like a Migu.
How is it Meshiv Aveda? The Meshiv Aveda, because I could have been Kofar Hakol. Not Migu. You have to make it Meshiv Aveda. Mm-hmm. What makes it Meshiv Aveda? If there is some reason why you had to admit, then you're not Meshiv Aveda. The only reason why it's Meshiv Aveda is because you had the ability to be Kofar Hako.
Right. You're being a nice guy.
You could have been Kofar Hako, and instead you were Midas, so it's Meshiv Aveda. Pashup Shat, Rashi, the Pashup Shat in Rashi, I know you have your Rabbeinu parents that you like so much.
No, I didn't say I like it.
Okay. But the Pashup Shat in the Rashi is that Rashi doesn't mention a word about Migui. So Pashup Shat is Rashi doesn't mean Migui. Pashup Shat, Rashi means Meshiv Aveda. It's obviously not so Pashup because like the Rabbeinu parents does seem to put Migui into Rashi. And I would suspect that Taivis also learned Rashi that way, because where Taivis and he spelled Rashi was ambiguous, because if Rashi means Meshiv Aveda, then he doesn't mean Migui, then Taivis should have quoted Rashi. And I think we said this, or I don't remember. You know, there's Taivis doesn't quote that he's usually, if Taivis argues with Rashi 99% of the time, he quotes Rashi and he says he's arguing. Taivis doesn't do that here. So the Mashmos is Mashma, that Taivis probably felt that his shot can be read into Rashi. So, you know, apparently Rashi is ambiguous. But the simple reading of Rashi is that Rashi is saying Meshiv Aveda, and he's not saying Migui. Right? That's the simple reading. Right? Why doesn't Rashi say Migui? I don't know. There's probably a bunch of reasons. Either because Rashi holds Migui after Mishua Lo, I read it. Or Rashi holds it's not a good Migui. Right? We saw in the Nemugei Yosef that it's like Migui from moment to moment is not a good Migui, because maybe I have a reason why, you know, I would prefer to tie to this and not that. That's what Mugay Yosef said. Right? He said, Mugay Yosef said that when you tie to be me that Chatzi Shari, like sort of said Kula Shari, it's not a good Migui.
Wait, don't we say there's a different type of Migui Dibai Deshasek or something like that? That therefore, that could that okay. be a Meshiv Aveda? That's what Meshiv Aveda is?
Maybe. So then you're saying Rashi meant Migui. Okay.
Right.
He meant the
no, super. But
the
Pashut Rosh Hashiva say that Migui Dibai Shasik is much more powerful than regular Migui.
Is not Mesh Migui.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. It's really more powerful, as Rabbi Melchus said, it's more powerful than a Migui.
Pashut, I think that's what you're saying, but that's not the Pashtus in Rashi. The word Meshiv Aveda, Rashi himself uses he quotes the Gemara, that Dao in Amadeus. The Gemara says, so the word Meshiv Aveda over there, and we have it in the Mishnah in Gittin, does not mean Migui. Meshiv Aveda means that since you were Meshiv Aveda, so we patter you. Right? That's what it meant over there. And the term Meshiv Aveda is found in a few places in Shas. Right, if you look on Dao and Amud Beis, the top of the page, you have the case of it starts on the first line of the page. Sloim dinarim. You know, you have a star that says that you owe plural, and it doesn't say how much. Either it says Shloim or it says Inar. Ma'avah Omer Chamesh. The Ma'avah says it was five. The Lo'ev Omer Shalosh. So you had a, it definitely was two because it's Lashon Rabim, but he says three. And the Ma'avah says five. So the question is there a Shuas? Is there a Shimon? Was there a Mehovah that mixes a Tana Yeshava? Somebody that mixes. You are made the extra one. And now you have to swear. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Enu Eda Gamesha Vaveda Butter. So Rashi says, Enu Eda Gamesha Vaveda, Vida Havane the Mamer Shnayim. He could have said two. A star Messiah. On the simple star, he seems to back him up. The Kiva that appears, the Karnas Varnish Shnayim, are you? In other words, this is a better than a might that mixes. He could have said two, and he could have had the star behind him. Because he's to me it's on base. The key in the Omar Gimel Meshma Vedu. The Tana might have seen the Yeshava, the Gemara and Gittin. So we see that there's a concept of Meshma Veda that the Chamin bought to you because. You know, they don't want to, guys are Meshra Veda, we don't want to make him swear. Otherwise, you know, you don't want to penalize people that when they do something right.
Would have been Daraisa before the, what is it? Didn't Daraisa, how did the Chacham and Pater, didn't Daraisa?
Right, okay. Why can't the Chacham and Pater, didn't Daraisa?
Because they don't Iker a Davim and Atayra. That's the basic rule.
I don't know that this is Mammon. It's probably no worse than Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. If they can be not take away the money, they can surely take away the Shua, which is for the sake of money. I'm not really in the sugya, but I assume it's no worse than money. They're allowed to do Hefker, Bez, and Hefker.
So this is the kasha they ask on Rashi over here, right? Rashi here says the Rabbanon, and the Gemara over there is Rashi Kasha.
Right, that's a good kasha. But I'm just, on the other hand, what we see from the Gemara on Daf Daven Amud Beis is that the terminology of Meshav Aveda does not, right? When the Gemara on Daf Daven Amud Beis and Rashi quotes a Mishnah and Gittin, they all use the terminology Meshav Aveda. They do not mean they're Migud. They mean that this Derabbanan Dikadin. So it's Pashtus. The pashtus in Rashi is that Rashi uses the same terminology as the Gemara uses, Meshav Veda. He also doesn't mean Migui. He means the same concept, basically, of the Gemara. To say that Rashi meant Migui is very tough, especially Tosfos, who means Migui, says the words Migui. Right? So why would Rashi, if Rashi meant Migui, Rashi should have also said Migui. But Rashi doesn't. Rashi could have said, you know, Rashi can speak clearly. Taiva says Migui. Rashi could say Migui di boy Shasak. So the pashas in Rashi, definitely the pashas, is the fact that Rashi says Meshav Aveda is he doesn't mean Migui. Rashi also later, we had the case that Taiva's quotes on Dat Ches, where the Gemara also wanted to use it. Tavis says, and Tavis on Beis Amar Aleph said that was a migui. Right? When the Gemara says, why don't he, when he says Chapti Shali, he should be believed with a migui. We look at the Gemara says it's about, in the Y lines of Daf Ches, the Gemara says, and it's Zemer Kudashi Zemer Chapti Shali, Hosu Lamini. And where's the Sagadai Damina? How they come or catch the Shayla Havi Gimeshav Aveda? The reporter, come astronaut, Avi Arumi Kamaharim. So the Gemara there also uses the law Shemesha Veda. Rashi sent me the Avi Mutter or Kudashim or Merchetashi. So Tysis and Afbez Amanau. Is a shitaso. Taita says that it means migui, right? Tavis and Beis Amin Awis. He quotes that Mi Gemara, and he says it's a Migui. So Tysus definitely learns that the word Meshav Aveda means Migui.
Does Rebbe have an Afkamina?
What?
Does Rebbe have a Nafkamina at this point? Does Rebbe understand what how Nafkamina of Meshav Aveda being Meshav Aveda and Migu or not? Is Rebbe is this words? Are we translating now or we're understanding a lump?
They're Nafka. It could be that Rashi holds. Many people say that Rashi holds that Migu and Aftarim Yishua, though I'm reading. Or they hold that it's not a good Migu for whatever reason.
Why isn't it possible that Rashi holds of Migu? But it's a lumdus, and you don't need to come onto a lumdus if you have Meshav Aveda. Meshav Aveda is not a lumdus. The guy's a nice guy. That's a lumdus.
I'm sorry. It could be Meshav Aveda. Tysus, obviously, and the Gemara's Lashon and Daf Ches uses the Lashon Meshav Aveda. And Tysus and Daf Beis Amin Aleph, the Zen Elton Ravi, quotes that Gemara, and he says the Gemara meant Migush. So obviously, yes, I grant that you're allowed to say that the words Meshav Aveda mean Migui. So you could say that Rashi also meant Migui. It's mutter. If Tosafos goes ahead and translates the words of Meshav Aveda to mean Migui, so you could say Rashi also meant Migui. But it's
except
the
Rashi and
Dalin
Beis is not mashed back there.
What?
Except the Rashi and Dalin Beis is not mashed, but then
right. Tavis probably also knows there are places where they use Meshav Aveda, it's not Migui. So apparently, according to Tavis, the word Meshav Aveda could mean different things in different places, I assume. But
it's Avram, you weren't saying that though. Avram, you were saying something else, right? No? Avram?
But I'm saying, but it's in Rashi, it's slightly Daichik because. Right. Especially Rashi knows that, there's a difference. First of all, the Gemara is allowed to be much more ambiguous than Rashi. And Rashi, like you say, knows. Rashi himself uses on that Dawit on the days, like you're saying. Rashi used the word Meshaveh. Just to say that Rashi was so unclear, that he used the word Meshaveh on that Gemo and he meant Migui. And he used on Dawud Amin Beis, the Gemara used them, they don't mean Migui. It's somewhat Daichik.
Does anybody say that on Dawud Amin Beis, Meshav Aveda means Migui there? What Tosa say means Migui?
I don't think Rashi says it's Drabanan. So right. Rashi obviously is definitely not Migui, right? Rashi says, Ben, the key that we get a chomim patru. So Rashi definitely. I don't know. Maybe other people. I honestly did not learn Dawud Amin Beis. So Rashi is clearly learning that the Meshav Aveda and Dawud is Rabban. Rashi also quotes Kitten and Memches. That's also clearly a Drabana Meshav Aveda. I think it's the Farish over there. It says here, so-and-so thinks that that's a whole list of Mishnah. I mean, they take an item. Those are there are definitely the expression of Meshav Aveda. I think even Tavis will agree, can sometimes be Drabana. Because
didn't we say in Daf Ches from the last week that there are times that we don't want to say Migui in order to Patzer Shvua?
Yes, it's possible. We did.
Tysus was saying different than the Sfarah. What was that?
I don't know. Let me just look up Memtes. I think if they use over there the words Lashon Meshav Aveda in Gittin.
The Rebbe here of this that Mepnei Tikkun HaOlam is different than Din Derabanan. There's a rate that Tikkun it's a Din Tikkun HaOlam. It's not a Din Derabanan.
It doesn't use the word Meshav Aveda. It doesn't. The Gemara says clearly the Tikkun HaOlam is not is Midrabanan. The Gemara has to cash on the mission. Why are you saying they Tikkun HaOlam? It's Deraisa. But the Gemara did not use here the word Meshav Aveda. So that's
where in Gittin is this right?
The first Mishnah in Hanizakin. Gemara says Rashi.
That's the Rebbe Gamliel's Tikkun Olam we're talking about there.
I don't even know. I just closed the Gemara, so I can't tell you, but it could be Rashi and Daf Dawud Amidays quotes Gittin Memches as examples of Meshev Aveda Midrabbanan. So that's, he quotes that Mishnah, which is Tikkun Olam. So again, Tosfos clearly learns that the words, we have the word Meshev Aveda. I don't know, maybe we should put it in the computer and search it, but we have the word Meshev Aveda on Daf Ches. Tosfos Beferish says Meshev Aveda on Daf Ches is Migui. Tosfos says that Beferish on Daf Beis. Rashi, on the other hand, used on his own, it's not in the Gemara. I think Gemara Daf Dawin, Gemara doesn't say it's Meshev Aveda. I don't think did it. The Gemara said Rashi uses, oh no, the Gemara does say Meshev Aveda. Rabbi Kiva says it's Meshev Aveda. So Rashi says that Meshev Aveda is Drabbat. We don't know whether that's what Rafi is asking. Maybe other people learn that Meshev Aveda is Migu Deraisa. We don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. But the question is that in Rashi, the pashtus in Rashi, and that's definitely where the Shita gripped Rashi also. Right? And that was the Shita that in here. The Shita grips Rashi. The Rashi does not mean Migui. Rashi means Meshev Aveda. Rabbi Meltzer quoted the Rabbeinu Peretz, who quotes Rashi, and he says both, right? That's Rabbeinu Peretz, not reading the person on the bottom. He's too, but just a simple Rabbeinu Peretz. He says, Mimnei Mamra Torah, Pirish HaKuntris, Yipoter Migui Dipoy Kofrako, Midi Davi Ameshav Aveda. So, the Rabbeinu Peretz is reading into Rashi that Migui and Meshev Aveda somehow or another go together. Right? That's how
we maybe learned. Rashi, maybe it means to say that really Migui doesn't work here, Midaraisa. But the way they're
abundant. Yipater Migui, Dipoy Kafra.
Right, because really Rashi holds Migui can't pater from a Shvua. It's only because Midi Dahavi Meshev Aveda that we should send Migui after a Shvua.
I don't know. I mean, that's okay. I don't think that's a simple reading. It's a simple
I'm not saying
simple reading is that he's reading, assuming that Meshev Aveda Rashi meant Migui. I think that's probably the simple reading in our Taisis too, because like I said, Taisis doesn't say he's arguing Rashi. But the simple reading in Rashi is not that way. That's why the Shita, right? I told the guy, they can look at the Shita. The Shita, where I get the Shita? The Shita asks on Rashi that Meshev Aveda is only Derabanan, right? So obviously he learned Rashi not to mean Migui, right? Mm-hmm. He says, the Shita says, Bimei Mamre Taira, Pirish Rokosha Meshev Aveda, Kach Pirish Rashi. Umihom Mashma the Meshev Aveda the Raisa. Vizek Koshim Kedive Rashi, Shekos Mikal the Kaimish, Achamim Patru Meshev Aveda Minashvua. He brings Gittin Memches, which says Tikkun Olam, and Dawud Beis. So the Shita, he quotes from the Ramban. And the Ran. I looked up, I tried to find the Ramban. I have to admit, I only looked for a minute, but I didn't find it. But oh, I assume it's there. So at least the way the Shita is bringing that the Ramban and the Ran gripped Rashi, that Rashi meant Meshev Aveda, not Migui. So the question that they ask on Rashi is that Meshev Aveda, Rashi himself says that Meshev Aveda is Rabbanan. Does anyone offhand, I have a recollection, you know, there are very few things that I remember. My memory, I'm not known for having a great memory, but I remember a terrace to this question. I guess it must be such a. Anyone remember the Ataris and his Kash and Rashi? I don't know if I remember it.
I think half remember it, half figure it out. Doesn't the next piece that Rebbe told us to look into gives an answer?
Yeah, what is the answer? A different, an easier answer. What is the answer?
That there's two kinds. There's with a Tovea and without a Tovea.
Okay, yeah, but that's, yes, that's what he answers.
Not what Rebbe expected, huh?
No, I mean, I know that's what he answers. I know the answers. It's the same idea. In other words, and even though Rashi says, Meshavedes Rabban, over here, it's Deraisa. But what would be a simpler answer? Okay, so he said, because here there's no, but that doesn't work here, because here there is a Tovea, right? That's what he said. Doesn't he say that answer doesn't work here?
Yes.
There is a Tovea?
Yes, but here there is.
Yeah. Okay, but there's a simple answer.
There's not a Tovea and Avdalad?
That's also true.
That's why over there it's in the Rabbanon. Over there it works.
Right. Over there in the Tovea, it's Rabbanon. Yes. Anyway, I give the people a whole minute.
Well, Rabbi, the Shita Vayter says a few. It seems to be that the only Shvua here is a Heses, but otherwise midoraisa you're pater from a Shvua.
Why we just say that it's Rabbanon? We just quote Rav Chiya that there's a Shvua there of Draisa. And by the mixes, but they mamre term of the mixes to show their eyes. And I'm free about it. I'm making one mixed up. We're asking the Torah. The Torah said, "Mod the mixes." Where does he say such a thing in the Shita?
Oh, he's saying that when the Gemara says that a Mishav Aveda is Potter, it's not referring to Yeshua the Rice of Mod the Mixes, it's referring to Yeshua's Heses.
Right, but over here, Rashi has to be speaking about Yeshua the Rice because our Gemara is Yeshua the Rice. My recollection of the answer, I don't know who says this, but my recollection of the answer they say is there's a difference between once you're chayev ready and to create the chiyev. In other words, the Rabbanan came along and they patterned Meshav Aveda. Why they patterned Meshav Aveda? Because there's a yashris, the patter. If there's a yashris to patter Meshav Aveda, then it doesn't make sense to make a chiyuv in the first place on when a case is only Meshav Aveda. And that's every, if Shanadav Dawin is the chiyuv is not, there's not a case of the etzem determined a chiyuv. The chiyuv is a universal chiyuv. In the universal case, it's not a Meshav Aveda. Now, one freak incident happened where it became a Meshav Aveda. So then there's a story. Once we're Mechayev, you're Chayev. You can't make an exception. But in our Gemara, the Gemara is saying every single case of Modem and Mixes is Meshav Aveda. If every single case of Modem Mixes is Meshav Aveda, if the Rabbanan hold that Meshav Aveda is a good Svara, so why then the Torah should never be Mechayev you? Right. I give you a mashal. I give you a mashal. I like to give these bad mashal. If I'm a teacher, right, and I make a rule, anybody who is caught doing whatever he's supposed to do. This is a no tolerance. They get thrown out of school. Any drugs, smokes marijuana, is thrown out of school. We have big signs all over the school. No tolerance zone. Anyone who smokes marijuana gets thrown out of school. Now, what happens? The president of the board's son, the biggest donor, is caught, son caught smoking marijuana. He gets thrown out of school. What do you do? We have a rule. Anyway, I'm going to make an exception. I can't make an exception. Make me a laughing stock. I have a rule. I made the rule that anyone, there's posters all over, that anyone who smokes marijuana is thrown out. So he smoked marijuana, he's thrown out. Well, give him an exception because he's the president of the board. Okay, that could be a drabbanon. I don't know. But what if the brother and the boy did something that there was never a rule. It never happened before. He did something. There's no rule. There's no nothing. Now we're having a hanhoa meeting. This is a new thing. This never happened before. It's never going to happen again. He did something which was, should we or should we not throw him out? So, I could hear that the hanhoa would say that we're not going to throw him out. It's going to cost the yeshiva $1 million. We're not throwing him out, right? In other words, it you don't lechatchila to make a rule when the whole rule is going against Meshav Aveda. Why would you do such a thing? Once you have the rule, and then for bad luck, Meshav Aveda came up. It's too bad. You got the rule already. So on Daf Dalid, the Torah already made the rule Moedah B'Miksus. Moedah B'Miksus, according to the Gemara's Maskana here, is not Meshav Aveda. Now you have the case of Moedah B'Miksus. And the, who's Rabbi Yehuda? You got it ready.
Yeshiva.
Rabbi, no, but first person, Rav Shimon ben Awazir says that you should be Chayiv because it's Moedah B'Miksus. He's right. It is a Moedah B'Miksus. This is a classical case. This fits into the classical rule of Moedah B'Miksus. So then there's a rule. It's written in the Farish in the Torah. Moedah B'Miksus is Chayiv. So, and this is a Moedah B'Miksus. So Rabbi Akiva comes and says, okay, we're going to pat to you because of Meshavet. So that's Terabbanan. You want to go against the rule once there's a rule already, and you want to.
Why is that more mishavid than the regular case of Moedah B'Miksus?
Because I don't know. That's what Rashi says. Because you don't have ishtamute. I don't know. Because Rashi says because the shtar is supporting it. That's what he says. Because he has a support from the shtar.
Because it just means plural. Because
the shtar is mashma too. Yeah, that's what it seems from Rashi. So this case is a special case. All of a sudden, you get a case of Meshav Aveda. So we can't bother you. But the Gemara on our Gemara is assuming that every single case of Moedah B'Miksus is Meshav Aveda. So if Meshav Aveda is a good svara, why in the world would the Torah make a chiyuv in the first place? It doesn't make sense.
Is he asking from a din derabanan on a din deraisa?
Yes, the fact that Rabbanan went ahead and patterned it in Deraisa shows that Rabbanan holds it's a good svara. If it's a good svara, then the Torah should never made a chiyuv. So it must be, it's a raya from the Torah that it's not a good svara. It's a kash on the, it's not really a kash on the Torah, it's a kash on the Rabbanan. You Rabbanan hold that this is a good svara. Ad kedei kach, that even when there's a chiyuv already, you pater.
Can we say that because he's supported by the shtar, that therefore there's no ha'aza there?
I don't know. I'm not ready to learn the Gemara and the Tara base. Maybe. Maybe that's probably pshat. But I'd rather keep away.
It depends on the case of Hashav and Taveya. One is where there's no Taveya, one is Taveya. When there's no Taveya, the guy says, I'm doing you a favor. Okay, here,
but in our case,
and when there's a tevea like our case, it's Moedah B'Miksus.
I understand, but the question is over there. What are you trying to answer?
The Gemara in Gittin says that it's because Chachamim saw people didn't want to pick it up. They're going to be misaleh, right. So therefore they're misakein. Okay, we won't give you a shvua.
No, but in the case where it's
a towing, it's not the same.
Okay, but on that tower of a base, it's also a towing. And Rashi says it's Meshav Aveda there also.
Right.
So but that Rashi said because the shtar was supporting him. So then therefore that was also why it's Meshav Aveda. But I'm just saying that what I believe the people say to answer Rashi, it's not in the Shita, but it's a very nice answer, that if the Rabbanan went ahead and patterned a chiyuv based on Meshav Aveda, that means that the Rabbanan know that Meshav Aveda is a yashrus. If Meshav Aveda is a yashrus, then it doesn't make sense that the Torah would have made a chiyuv where every single case of the field has Meshe Aveda. That doesn't make sense.
What about Meshe Aveda itself? You're telling me that because we have a Svara Midrabanan to do away with this with the Shua, we should transfer that to Moda B'Miktsas. What about Meshe Aveda itself?
Meshe Aveda doesn't have to swear.
But according, why is there a Tikkun Olam on it?
I don't think it's a Tikkun Olam of Meshe Aveda.
Isn't Meshe Aveda Moda B'Miktsas? Isn't that the issue?
It's if he says that there's more money in the wallet.
But it's a subset of Modern Mixas.
There's no pasuk in the Torah that Meshe Aveda swears. There's a pasuk in the Torah that Modern Mixas swears. And then maybe some certain cases of Meshe Aveda will be chayev because they're included into Modern Mixas. So that's like I said, you made a rule that this is a no tolerance zone, you know, for no drug zone, whatever. And then if someone broke the rules, so you gotta make a shua. So we made a chiyuv shua for ma'idah b'mixas. Okay, now you're a case of ma'idah b'mixas. You gotta swear. What can we do? I didn't make a veda. Well, listen, I have the rule. I got the rule. But the Gemara's kasha would be that it's not. But not when if Meshe Aveda is a good svara, I'd get the gak that the rabbanon are going to pat to you when you're chayim midaraisa. So then it's illogical that the Torah should make a chiyuv in the first place. Why would the Torah make a chiyuv and ignore the yashrus of Meshe Aveda? It doesn't make sense. If every single case of the chiyuv is Meshe Aveda, then you don't make a chiyuv. So that would be the Gemara's kasha. So in that way, Meshe Aveda would be, in our case, it would be Deraisa.
Baby, can I just clarify something which I think is confusing me? Before the answer for Rashi, assuming Rashi doesn't mean Migu, means Meshe Aveda, so the Gemara's answer of Eina Demei is, how does that answer the question? That since Eina Demei is the person wouldn't be kofar kol anyway, so there's no need.
So it's not called Meshe Aveda. Meshe Aveda means I could have very easily been kofar hakol, and it was just on the generosity of my heart that I wasn't kofar hakol. So I'm being, that's where I'm giving you an Aveda. Rashi says, Shalom kofar bikulo. But if you could be kofar hakol, because ain't of the mayas.
Right. So okay. So
your generosity of your heart, you were stuck.
So when the Rabbanan read the Torah and they see Bodo Mixas is Chayiv, that's not Megala to them that the Svar of Meshe Aveda is wrong, because there's a different reason. But Mela, when you get to Daf Dalet, which for some reason is different, then the Rabbanan would make the Takana.
Right. In other words, Daf Dalet, it's not right. Daf Dalet, there's a particular case which has a problem Meshe Aveda because the Shtar supports you. So there's no ha'aza, probably. That's probably pshat, as the Ben Gavin Simon said. So when you say two, there's probably no ha'aza, because you're being supported by the shtar, but I'm not sure. And therefore, there should be Meshe Aveda. That the midraisa you're chayiv is because it's already the Torah made, and Moda B'Miktsas in 99% of the cases is not Meshe Aveda. So the Torah made a chayiv. Torah didn't make a chayiv on each case separately. Torah made one broad chiyuv on every molda b'mixas. So Torah made a broad chiyuv on every molda b'mixas. The chiyuv encompasses daf da'awah too. Now you want to go ahead and make a p'tur. Even though there's a chiyuv, you want to pater me. Okay, once I'm a chiyuv already, and I'm in the chiyuv, to go ahead and pater me, that's already a very special kayach. And that's only midrabana, not midaraisa. But here, it's not mistara to make a chiyuv. I'm pretty sure that's what some people say that. I didn't make it up. I don't know.
So that would mean that the mechanism here and the mechanism of Daftal is really the same mechanism, whatever that mechanism is.
Rashi
and Daftal doesn't mean Migu. Right, but I'm saying if Rashi there doesn't mean Migu, then here you wouldn't mean Migu either.
Right, that's very good. That's what we want to say. As we're trying to say, that the mashmos of Rashi, that Rashi used the lashon Meshe Aveda, Now the Gemara on Daf Ches also used the Lashon Meish Aveda, but Tosfos says Daf Ches meant Migui. But Rashi himself uses the Lashon Meish Aveda, and he doesn't mean Migui. Tosfos doesn't have that Lashon and Daf. I mean, we don't know how Tosfos learns Meish Aveda and Daf Dawid. But Rashi translates the words Meish Aveda and Daf Dawid clearly not Migui. It's very likely Tosfos and Daf Dawid will learn Daf Dawid Migui too. I don't know. But
I mean, the only problem with that is that on Daf Dawid, we're clearly talking about after the Deraisa definitely takes effect, and it's a special towards the Rabbanan. So to say there's a Migui there, that doesn't fit. But here we're talking about potentially understanding why there's a Deraisa in the first place. There shouldn't be a Deraisa in the first place because of the fact, and that could really be because of a Migui.
Rashi didn't use the words migui. Rashi uses the word meshem aveda. So that's
what is the problem. On the other side, the Rishonim will hold a Rashi holds a mitam migu that he could have not picked it up. What's the migu meshem aveda? He's bringing back a wallet that's $1,000, and the guy's saying, what do you mean? There's $10,000 in there. Thank you very much for the $1,000, but he's missing $9,000. Right?
Could have kept the whole thing for himself.
So that's called a me. I could have not done the mitzvah. So that's not, we have constant no matter by the accused. I could have said something and a better one. I would have won, right?
I don't know if they use Meisha Veda Migui over there. Yeah, I don't know.
Even the Rishonim who say that Rashi here,
they say Meisha Veda means Migui, but that wasn't talking of Veda. That was by Shua, by our case of Towers. I don't know.
Is Rebbe saying why Rashi holds that this is better than Migu, or just how it works in the back?
No, we're saying it's Rashi, for whatever reason, did not want to assume it's a Migu. Maybe some people say because Rashi holds Migu and after him Yeshua, though I'm reading. We don't say Migu, that would be the easiest for us. Someone says that. I think one of the Rishonim said that. And Rashi didn't say Migu.
You have to be Magash. That's the.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't remember, but okay, they said that Rashi didn't say Migui because Pashup Shad is Rashi holds Migui wouldn't work. Rashi instead says Meshav Aveda. We see Meshav Aveda patters from Shua and Daf Dawid. The Gemara used Meshav Aveda, Rabbi Akiva used Meshav Aveda and Daf Dawid to patter from Shua. So that's good. Migui doesn't patter from Shua, Meshav Aveda does patter from Shua. But the Kasha and Rashi is for Rabbi Akiva was only Drabbanan. Tarot says because Rabbi Akiva was only Drabbanan because he was stuck. There was already a Chiyuv. So there's already a Chiyuv, so you can't be Deraisa. You're already a Chiyuv. What can we do? And Drabbanan are so motivated with the Svara Mesha Aveda that they patter the Chiyuv Shua. But here, where there's not a Chiyuv yet be Deraisa, the Chiyuv is not created. So if you, the Rabbanan, hold that's a good Svara, then that same Svara should have stopped the Chiyuv from coming in the first place. Okay, I don't want to get back there, but I think that's what the answer they give.
No, I understand, but the Svara that they bring in Gittin is because a person would not want to do Hashavas Aveda. That does not apply when there's a towing.
Okay, that's
only when I'm not giving back anything.
The
guy says, hey, listen, you pick up my wallet, that's $50, I gave you $100. There was $100 in a wallet.
Okay, so you're saying that in our case it's not a case of Meshav Aveda. Okay, that's the question.
It's a special case of Meshav Aveda.
What?
There are two cases of Meshav Aveda.
Okay, but Rashi,
the Shita says so.
I understand. I wasn't saying like the Shita. I know I wasn't saying like the Shita. The Shita says his answer
doesn't
work.
So you're arguing the Shita. Okay.
The Shita is fair. I'm trying to say, what the answer they give, the answer Rashi. Rashi said Meshav Aveda. Chashib Shat, Rashi holds this fits into the Gedder Meshav Aveda.
Okay.
And the Gemara on Daf Dawid says Meshav Aveda. That obvious. Except the problem is that's Jerabbanan. So they're saying this answer. That's what they. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara. We can really the sheet.
I mean, if you can't be okay. if you can't be pacha from shua with migu, then why does Tosis and Abayis have to resort to rumi kamarim?
I just told you could pacha shua from migu.
So that's why it's a rumi kamarim.
Yes, Tosis holds that it's a machlekes rishayim. Whether obviously Tosis learns that migu could pacha shua, and that's how he learns daf ches that the gemara meant migu, but. Other Rishayim, it's a machlekes Rishayim, whether Migud after Mishu Amina or Amina. Pashup Shah, I think the way they explain it is one side says this, if Migud can even work for Mammon, so surely it should work for Shua. Madaf Migud, you can collect money with Migud, so surely you can pop there from a Shua. The other side is that a Shua is really a Shua, it's just a fishing trip, because we're a little bit nervous. So let's get more information. So we'll subpoena you just to find out. So even if you have a migui, but what does it hurt to require a shvua? We're just trying to get more information. It's just, that's why I think someone says that. I think the Tumim said that the reason why migui after mishvua, now I'm reading, is because a shvua is only because we're not being mechayev you anything. We're just trying to get, like, you know, it's maybe.
Yeah, what so if he can't swear?
Legally doesn't.
What if he can't swear? What if he can't swear? If he can't swear, then it is mechayev.
Okay, but that's the same idea as I was saying in Daf Dalet. The purpose of the shvuah was for a case where he can't swear. The purpose of the shvuah, the reason why we're mechayev the shvuah, because we're assuming the guy could swear. And we're just trying to mechayev and mishrua the fact that there may be to go for a reason. Now, once it happens sometimes that a guy can't swear and then he gets stuck with a mitokshin yochu shavi shavi. But the eid echad or whatever was mechayev the shrua was not out to be mechayev and mamik. It just means mechayev and mishrua. So the chiyah shrua is only a, you know, a searching. So therefore, amigui, just because you have amigui, we still might as well double check. So the whole idea of shvua is to double check. So if you have amigui, you don't have to double check. We can still double check. The other side is pumpakir. If we madaf, when we rely on amigui to even pass in a moment, surely when we're just slightly nervous, so for sure you should rely on amigui. So it's a machlekes rishayim, whether amigui or fremish shvua amin or amin. It's the one that the Rashi holds. If you learn that Rashi did not mean migui, then you have to say that Rashi would hold. That's what they said. The Rimi Gash says that. I don't remember, but I'll take your word. I remember I saw it somewhere. I don't have
Pnei Yeshua that brings us down.
What?
It's a Pnei Yeshua that brings us down. I don't know. But Meltzer also mentioned it earlier in the session.
Who?
I mean, Meltzer mentioned it earlier.
Oh, the Fesher May Meltzer. Okay. Yes, very good. No, I agree. I saw it also. I saw it in print. I just, you know, like I said, things go in and ahead and out the other end. So I don't remember who I saw it. But I saw it in print that they said that Rashi probably held that Migul after Mishua lo Aminin. That's why Rashi did not want to say like Taisvis. But then they got this kasha that I Bamesha Vezon Jabbat. And then someone says this answer. Okay, let's go back there because the Gemara gets very interesting. The Gemara says, Dama Rabba.
Maybe one question? So I know Rebbe wants to go weiter. Just Rebbe just gave the lashon that it's the pashtus of Rashi's Mesha Veda on Amigu. That was the way Rebbe said it. Just in the sheet that brings down the Ritva Klara, these Rishonim who don't have a pashtus like that. I just, Rebbe made it like it's pashtus like that. You have Rishonim who don't learn Rashi like that. Why is it?
But you have Rishonim that do say the pashtus like
That's not called pashtus.
Excuse me. So where do these Rishonim? The sheet that goes in and asks the Kash and Rashi, go to Ramban and the Raj.
I know the Ritva says the Ritva.
Maybe Rashi just meant Migui. What's their problem?
I don't. The Ritva over here in the sheet that says,
so obviously the Raj, the Ran and the Ramban, who asked his Kash and Rashi, and they felt that Rashi postures did not mean Migui, right?
I don't know what the word postures means then. Fine. I can't. I'm just like, right. I understand. I'm saying, are they forced
so
to argue?
So I would say that the Ritva is exactly really the same as Moshe Rabbeinu's parents, is that because of the Kasha, in other words, the Lashon of Rashi is definitely Mashma Meshav Aveda, not Miku. There's a big Kasha in Rashi. The Kasha is the Ramban and the Ran's Kasha, that Meshav Aveda is only Drabbanan. You, Rashi, said yourself on that Dawid that Meshav Aveda, when it's not Miku, he's only Din Drabbanan. So how could Rashi hear me, Meshav Aveda?
So coming from the Kasha.
The answer to that Kasha would be to say that Rashi also meant Migui. But that's not, but you see from the Ramban and the Ran that the simple reading of Rashi is not that way. So there's a Machlekes Rishayim here, whether you go with the simple reading and you assume that's what Rashi meant, and then you ask the Kasha, or because of the Kasha, you assume that that's not what Rashi meant.
So they're moving back because of the Kasha, they changed shot in Rashi. That's what Rebbe's understanding.
That's what I'm assuming. Even though it's a little interesting, the Ritva and the Ran, the Ritva and the Ran are usually the same Shita. Here they're different, but okay. Yes, we're going back there. So the Gemara says, I'm around, and the Namrat, I'm on the mix of Shami Shava. Hi, Bikuda boy, the Nikra. Oh, they don't come for any shooting on the maids. Hi, Bikuda boy, the okay, so we're running late. So, a very simple question. Why is the Gemara drunk? First, the Gemara says, Kuda boy, the Nikra. And then the Gemara says, Kuda boy, the Nikra. Make up your mind.
Well, based on the Gemara's answer, right? The Gemara said.
Based on what answer?
Of it in the Mayas. Now we say in the Mayas. Now we switch. Now it should be the other way.
If not for any of them, you know, you're saying the guy like this. And you're saying that the guy has, without any of the Mayas, it's not switching. It's the same person. In other words, if not for the smart of any of the Mayas, he would want to be Kaifer. But because, in other words, he really wants to be Kaifer. His dream, if he was daydreaming, it will be the best scenario in life. He wishes he could be Kaifer. But because of Ein Adam Meis, he wishes he wants to be Maida. Right? That's what you're saying, Chaim?
Yeah.
So then, but then why does Rashi say the high Bekure boy Delaide because of Miga the Chasha Maida Chasha Shwasa? Why didn't Rashi say that because now the Rashi should have said that since we're saying Ein Adam Meis, so we have to say the High Bekuda by the light today. In other words,
why did he come on to that?
In other words, if you're saying that the reason why it's called a by the light today is because of Ein Adam Meis, so why did Rashi just say that? But that's John the Gemara. In other words, all the good boy do this, right? And all the Ein Adam Meis. All the good boy did it today because of Ein Adam Meis. Why does Rashi need the Marashah? If Ein Adam Meis makes it, we have to say, hi, the good boy did it today. So then Rashi should have said that. If it doesn't make it, so why then the Gemara is a shot?
Which Rashi is Rabbi referring to?
The top Rashi on Gimel Mideis. Rashi says, "Hi, the good boy today." What the Gemara is happy to say that? The chitema miga the chasha boy the chasha shuasa. So Rashi has to say, says that what's forcing us to say the good boy today. It goes Migi the Chasham Amayna. According to Chaim Gordon, what's forcing us to say Bekuda Boy Delay is because Ein Adam Meis. That's what Chaim Gordon is saying. Chaim Gordon is saying this. In order to answer Meshav Aveda, we have to say Ein Adam Meis. Once we say Ein Adam Meis, we have to drop the Kuda Boy to the continent, right? And we have to say the Kuda Boy to Leidene. So why did Rashi need to come along with this? Rashi's Gufa bothered why the Gemara came along and said, the Kuda Boy to Leidene. And he says, the heck with it, because otherwise there's a problem of being the Chashamayin and Chashashuasa. So that means that the Hefrek was not because of Ein Adameis.
Why is it whole?
What?
Why is it the whole thing? Now that Ein Adameis, so now he'll give him something. Before Ishtamute step, why is it switch 100%? I don't understand that.
Because just like he's not Meis on the whole thing, he's not Meis in part. Why would it make a difference?
I agree with you. Let's say I agree with you. So then why did the Gemara say the high bakuna by Nikre? Where did the Gemara get that from? The Gemara has to come out that this guy is not a chashan ashuah. Because the Gemara doesn't mean the Gemara had to come out the kuna by delay today. Because otherwise it'd be a miga the chashan by a chashan ashuah. So once the Gemara comes out that, why did the Gemara say the high bakuna by Nikre? That's my question. Why does the Gemara say both? According to Chaim Gordon, he said this. The Gemara wanted to say Kuda Boy Denichre. That's the starting point. Except that because we have a Moed, that's your Meshav Aveda. So we had to come on to Ein Adameis. And once we come on to Ein Adameis, we're forced into Kuda Boy Denichre. And they're both true. The guy deep down wants to be kosher l'kol, you know, without the svar of Ein Adameis, but because of Ein Adameis, he feels obligated to be made on the call. Okay, so that's fine, but I don't think that fits into Rashi, or maybe
no, it doesn't. Rashi. Yeah, it definitely doesn't.
But if you're gonna not say like him, and you're gonna just say that, so you should skip the Gemara. You should. Why the Gemara say v'hai b'kuda boy l'nikre? Why should just say? It's not Meshav Aveda. Ain't other Meshav Aveda. It's about Kol, about Chayvo. And period. And there is not Meshav Aveda. I, being me and Chashamayna, I bekuna by the Oidere. Why did the Gemara assume the I bekuna by the Nikfere? Where did they get that from? And it's contradictory. Where do they get the Kuda Boy Nikre and Kuda Boy Delay that I? It's like why then they're making this guy like a yo yo? We don't have time to think it out, but it sounds superficial. The Gemara is a little funny, no? A little something funny in the Gemara? I think so.
I'm a step behind. Why isn't there a question in the middle where we say, well, why did he admit to half? Why would he admit to half?
Because Ein Adameis.
Why half? We should admit to the whole thing if he's Ein Adameis.
Okay, so then Rashi, that's very good, but that's not what Rashi said. So you're saying the reason why the Gemara had to say the high bekule boy delay is because Ein Adameis. That's what you just said, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says it's because Migad Chasham, the Gemara had to say that because otherwise it'd be a problem of Migad Chasham Amayna Chasha Shuasa. You're saying a completely different Svara. That's them, because there's no such thing as a guy would say half, because since there's Ein Adameis, you would want to do the whole thing. And therefore, that's like Tysus. And therefore, if you say half, you're obviously telling the truth, because no one would ever lie on half.
I still have a problem on my pshat, even without that problem. The problem is that according to the way I think Chaim and I are saying it, is even after the last step, why don't you say Migu Dechasha Amon Dechasha Shuasa?
Well, because he really is an honest guy, and he's planning on paying, and he's only Ishtamute. He's not really Chasha Mumayna. He's planning on paying.
That's a chiddush, no? A person's honest, but he's only admitting to half. That means he's delaying.
Joseph says we don't say chashem mona, chashem shvasa.
Yeah, okay. But I'm saying, okay.
In other words, why can't Rashi be going to adding a step into the Gemara instead of explaining the step in the Gemara?
But the question is, why does Rashi need the step? Rashi doesn't add steps for no reason. Rashi's saying this because Rashi's bothered. Pashup Shad, Rashi's bothered. What's most? The same thing that Tysis is bothered by. That the Rashi and Tysis are both bothered by the Kasha. The top Tysis and the top Rashi are bothered. Why does the Gemara have to say, Bahai Bikuda Boy Delay Delay? And they give two totally different answers. So the fact that Rashi didn't say like Tysis seems to imply he doesn't know like Tysis. So in Rashi's system, it's schwer. Where did the Gemara know that the guy the koi boy the koi boy didn't write? Where did the Gemara get that from?
If he does say zero,
what?
If he does say zero, if a person says zero, he does koi from a call. Is what is that? Is that he's believed because of ain't other mayas? Is Rebbe that first step?
I don't know. That's Tysis. That's also Tysis, and they match.
Why can't the Gemara be asking even in Rashi? Even in Rashi, why can't the Gemara be asking? You just said Ein Adam Meis.
There's no Ein Adam Meis, he's Potter. Because there are cases where you don't have to throw Ein Adam Meis. Let's say it's the father died, the Baal Kol died, and it's his kids. Right? That's what Tysis says.
No case. Potter.
Why can't we say that maybe the Gemara is saying Ein Adam Meis Potter? Because of that, he's not going to be Kofar Kol. But he might be Kofar half of it. So now we're left with the situation that he should still be Choshen HaMamono. So to that, the Gemara is coming and saying, if I have the possibility that he's not a Choshen HaMamono because he is may is on half, rather it is possible that he's really Bikulei by the Lodi.
Right, so then, why did the Gemara, but so now, doesn't that mean though that now at the end of the day, we're falling off of a high Bikulei by the Nifrei? So why the Gemara? The Gemara's assumption was the high good boys did it. There's a no. Ain't other maize, then you have to say half. They say, but wait a second, there's a problem. If the guy even wants to be going for half, he's a chash amamina. Tzaddik is not a chash amamina. He just ishtamuti. So what did you say the high good boy did it for? What did you mean when you said the high good boy did it? At the end of the day, it's not true.
Why can't the Gemara be asking? You just told us in the May is.
No, the Gemara at the end of the day is dropping what they said. Maybe
there's an in between step. The in between step is that we just said in the May is. The problem is that this person isn't behaving according to the way in the May is work.
Right, but then so you don't explain need Rashi would have needed to say. That because of Mar Pashay, you should say where the problem is he's not behaving. That's a hechra.
I'm not sure how this is going to work, but maybe it's possible that the chuli bay the lichperei means now, and the chuli bay the lo delay is in the future. So it is both at the same person, but right now he really wants to be kofar kol. That he's not doing because
he wants to be an ishtamuti on the whole thing because he's really short on cash on everything.
Yeah, but that because of another maze, he's not going to be able to do that.
Right. Okay, maybe. But how the good boy delude that Benifrei means he wants to be kaifer. Yes, he wants to be kaifer everything because because of Ishtamute. That's what it means at the end. Okay, maybe. Hey, that might work. That would theoretically work. But we have to see. I'm ready overtime. So we.
Yeah, we're taking some time from tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, oh, that's right. So I forgot to mention again. So tomorrow, Pashas, unless we hear about it, I don't think I can give share tomorrow.